Are at News. I'm John Scott. The majority leader in the U.S. House says Vice President Kamala Harris and some media organizations are trying to rewrite history by denying her failures as the Biden administration's so-called border czar. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise says Harris can't escape her own record.
She ignored this problem. She is for open borders. She's been very vocal about wanting to legalize people who just roam into the country and giving them free stuff. And by the way, it's angering most people in America. And now that they realize, okay, she's the nominee for president and she's going to have to carry out what is the number one issue in America, they're going to try to change history. Sorry, they're not going to be able to get away with it.
The complete interview with House Majority Leader Steve Scalise broadcast on This Week on the Hill starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Vice President Harris says she's honored to be the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison said Harris has secured enough votes from Democratic delegates to officially be the party's nominee. Also at SRNNews.com, do Americans have confidence in the Secret Service?
Only 30% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey found that about 70% of respondents think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the attempt on Trump's life. I'm Donna Warder.
After today's disappointing jobs report, stocks have been tanking. The Dow dropping 785 points, the NASDAQ 446 points in the red. This is SRN News. There's a transgender controversy at the Olympic Games.
An Italian female boxer surrendered just after 46 seconds in her bout against an Algerian who is suspected of being born male. Angela Carini didn't shake her opponent's hand after the decision was announced, but cried in the ring on her knees. She later said she had never felt such strong punches. The Algerian boxer was already a divisive presence at the Paris Games after being barred from the 2023 World Championships after failing a gender eligibility test. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A near total abortion ban will remain on hold in Utah after the state Supreme Court ruled that the law should remain blocked until a lower court can assess its constitutionality. The trigger law that remains on hold would prohibit abortions except in cases where the mother's life is at risk or if the unborn baby had a fatal abnormality. This is SRN News. Advocates say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but a public health and affordability issue. Texas A&M University climate scientist Andrew Dessler says that it's the people who don't have access to air conditioning who pay the ultimate price in extremely hot weather.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside, people that can't air condition their house. They have one window air conditioner for their bedroom. That's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
In Arizona's hot Maricopa County last year, there were 156 indoor heat-related deaths. The EPA issuing an emergency fuel waiver to help alleviate shortages in four states where gasoline supplies have been impacted by the shutdown of an ExxonMobil refinery in Illinois. That waiver for Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.